Now I'm still joined in the studio by my guest today, Stacey Skeet, who is an amazing singer-songwriter. Beautiful, beautiful cover. That was lovely. Now, I Forgive You is a single which is coming out in November, and she's also going to be filming a top secret video, which we can't talk about. Now, you've been teaching as well. You do teaching in primary schools.
Yeah.
So how did that work? Did you, it was something you always wanted to do?
Yes and no. I think I didn't realise, because basically I love children, but I just didn't always feel that I could be a teacher. But yeah. I probably wanted to do anything to help children. But
so
I love it.
Was it teaching music, or you teach what you teach, or just teach a...
So initially it was, I'd go in schools and do workshops like choirs and vocal workshops, which I love.
Yeah.
And now more recently it's gone into teaching the actual music curriculum.
Oh, they must love you though. They must love you, the kids. Is it younger children you teach? What sort of age group?
It is from primary school, so from reception up to year six.
Yeah. And you enjoy doing, that's what you're doing. You won't be doing it for much longer probably.
No. Maybe not.
They'll go, Miss, she's on the TV. Now, if you were, if you had a dinner party, I like this question. If you had a dinner party and you could invite three musicians, they can be alive or dead, who would you have at your dinner party and why?
I'd probably have Dionne Warwick.
Yeah.
Because I think whenever I listen to her singing, I feel like comfy. Like, I feel like she has got so much wisdom in her, and I feel like it's released throughout her music. So I'd have Dionne Warwick, and I'd have Celine Dion.
Yep.
Just, I'd probably ask her questions about how she sings stuff.
Yeah.
And then three, I'd probably have... I'd just go for Luther Vandross.
And why? What do you like about Luther? There's a song he's got called Busy Body. It was done in the 1980s. I love Luther Vandross, my lord. Yeah. What a fantastic voice that man had, wasn't he?
It's amazing. I'd probably have him at the dinner party just because he just seems really cool. Mm. And I love his voice. So maybe we could just sing together.
What's one of your favourite tracks of his? What do you say?
So many. I quite like I'd Rather Have Bad Times.
Yeah.
Rather have bad times with you.
See, there it is. You can sing live in the studio. She would know she was planning on singing live today,
uh-oh,
but you
busted.
Don't. But yeah, busted. But she's got a little bit. It's very difficult because if you are a singer and you just got a slight, you know, slight thing going on in your throat, you want to make sure that you sound. You have got an amazing voice, but you want to sound totally amazing when you sing live. Because I know you can sing live because I've seen you sing live on the video. If people want to check it out, you are on YouTube as well. It's Stacey Skeet. The surname is Skeete. You're also on Twitter as well.
Yes, it's just Skeet Stacey.
Are you using Twitter a lot lately? Are you trying to?
I'm trying to use it a bit more.
Dad, make sure she uses it. It's good for publicity. You can say hello again if you like, Dad.
No.
Dad's not saying. Dad is a designated driver, I take it.
Yes,
he's amazing. He's nodding. Glastonbury, tell us about Glastonbury.
Yes, I went to Glastonbury while at the Brit School.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 2008. So a group of us went up there and we done a soul set. So we done a bit of Aretha, we done a bit of Stevie, and just some fusions of stuff. So it was good.
And you're from Brit School as well. So who would we know that you've been at Brit School with?
Well, Adele was the year above me.
Mm-hmm.
Katie B was in my class, and you might know Rox. Have you heard of Rox?
No, maybe Tony not. Probably has. Yeah,
those are the two main ones, I'd say.
And what is it like going to a school like? What is it like going to a place like that?
It's amazing because everyone has the same goal or the same kind of similar dreams and aspirations, and it's a really, it just felt like a big family, to be honest. Like in the foyer, everyone would be on the guitar just jamming and chilling, and I remember staying after school late, you wouldn't want to go home because everyone's just fun and it's a good atmosphere.
It sounds a bit like you won't when you're too young. Your dad remember Fame. Do you remember Fame? I want to live for it. Sounds a bit like that, where you went into school and people just dancing all around the classrooms and making up songs.
Yeah, because you had the dance strand who were in their leotards and all that. Then you had the musical theatre who were quite animated as well. Then you had the music strand which were more chilled and laid back, but still... It was great.
And how did you get into Brit School? Do you have to sort of be picked for? You have to go along for auditions, and is that what? Yeah, you have to go.
You did. I actually didn't get in. Firstly, but my fantastic dad appealed.
Yeah.
And got me audition, and then they were like, yes. So it just shows that if you really have someone to support you and push through,
yeah.
and not accept when someone tells you no, you can actually do a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Is dad going to be your manager as well, do you think?
Yes, I'm keeping him very close.
Yeah, I would do, because he looks like he's raised a lovely daughter, very lovely daughter, and the other one will be doing backing vocals, I can assure you. It's been great to have you in the studio. Thanks so
Thank
much for taking the time to come down. I know you could travel all the way down over here today. We're going to leave with Beautiful. Is this by
Carrie Job as well? Yeah.
And we're going to leave you with this. Hopefully next time you come back in, probably be on Tony's show, and we'll get you in to sing live, because you must check her out. Actually, go and have a look on YouTube. As she said, she's on Twitter as well, which is Skeet Stacy. She's definitely one of the best vocalist I think I've ever heard, and I love my vocalist in the studio, but you've got an amazing, beautiful tone, and you're a beautiful looking girl, and your dad's going to keep you grounded, because I can see that, and it'd be good to have somebody in pop and to do soul and you know, music that actually keeps their clothes on, and you go, what a beautiful girl and what an amazing voice. I don't want to see you on one of those, that Miley Cyrus thing, going swinging side to side on one of those. No, we won't see you on Demolition.
No, you will not.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. Thanks very much. We're going to leave it for now. And this is Stacy Skeet with Beautiful.
just wanna dwell on you.